November 2. Their Redeemer is strong, the Lord of hosts is his name, he shall thoroughly plead their cause, Jeremiah 50:34. In Numbers 16 we read that 250 princes rebelled against God's chosen vessels. They began to say that Moses and Aaron were not the only people who had been given power or authority by God. Just as Moses and Aaron claimed to be servants of God, so these princes also claimed to be God's servants. They were leading men and princes among tribes, and surely what Moses and Aaron could do, they also could do. They had no understanding whatever of the authority God had given to Moses and Aaron. These two men were not trained by men, nor did any man appoint them, but they were chosen and trained by God. They were servants of God. They were going only by human qualifications, and it is in the same way that many Christians have only a human conception of the power of God. The real test of the power of God is the evidence of God actually working in us and through. Moses and Aaron were on the one side and the 250 princes were on the other, representing all the tribes of Israel. 250 fighting against two people. Who is Moses and who is Aaron? They asked, they are making false claims. We are also men of God and servants of God. Moses and Aaron were both men who were humble and meek before God, and rather than take revenge on any man, they fell upon their faces before God. That is the right way to fight with people who are jealous. We should never try to fight against such people by worldly weapons. If you are one whom God has chosen, then through jealousy your enemies are going to say many things against you. They will find fault with you, and it does not matter how careful you are about your life, they will do their utmost to provoke and annoy you. But you must follow Moses' example and not argue or fight with them, nor be afraid nor worry. Like Moses, you must pray and call upon God, for God knows how to defend you and vindicate you. Numbers 16:17, 20:22, 20:31. The Lord will surely judge all those men and their households who try to bring false witness against God's servants. Let them say what they like against you. They may spread many stories, but God has his own time and way to defend his own people. But you must not yield to the temptation to speak ill against those who try to harm you, nor must you be troubled or worried when they spread stories against you, because they are saying all these things only through jealousy. There is a difference between yourself and them. They can see the light of God shining upon your face. They know that some change has taken place in your life, and they also know that the power of God is working in and through you, but because of jealousy they are saying all these things. Their words cannot do any harm. In due time our Lord will judge them, so there is absolutely no reason to be afraid of them. Even though for the time being you may lose your job, or suffer loss, do not be disturbed. God himself will surely defend his people.